This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Life in Massachusetts will remain pretty much the same for the next 3 weeks.
Today, we're extending the timeline for all non-essential businesses to keep the physical workplaces and facilities closed to all workers, customers, and the public until May 18th. And the stay-at-home advisory also remains in place during this time.
That's Governor Charlie Baker speaking at the State House this afternoon. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us from our State House Bureau. And Steve, what is the governor's explanation for keeping these restrictions?
Well, you know, the current order was supposed to end next Monday. For a few weeks now, the governor's been saying there needs to be a solid 2 weeks of a downward trend in hospitalizations before any restart could get underway. He says for the 13 days, the critical numbers, including hospitalizations, have been stagnant, a plateau, he called it, and have not started to inch downward. With May 4th just 6 days away, we simply just ran out of calendar to get the two-week decline in. The governor said the restrictions have produced results, but it's still too early to lift them.
While Massachusetts has avoided the spike in infections that would have broken our healthcare system, COVID-19 continues to very much be with us in many communities.
Now, in addition to extending the non-essential work order, the governor also extended the stay-at-home advisory and his ban on any gathering above 10 people.
What are the newest numbers released by the State Department of Public Health?
Yeah, they're still stagnant. The key hospitalization rate remains high, close to 3,900 people. It's been hovering between 3,600 and 3,900 since April 14th. DPH is also reporting the deaths of 150 more people, bringing the total number of people in Massachusetts who have died from COVID-19 to 3,153. There are 1,840 newly reported cases today, along with over 9,600 new tests reported.
So the governor has appointed what he calls a reopening task force. Tell us who makes up that task force and what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's made up of 17 members. There's some CEOs of some high-tech companies and healthcare companies, some municipal leaders, including Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera, DPH Commissioner Monica Burrell, the CEO of Davio's restaurant chain, and only one retailer, the owner of a Nantucket bookstore. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito will co-chair the panel and look to what's ahead.
When I think about the work that we are about to do, we do that in partnership with the voices that we need to hear from local businesses, your favorite stops and shops in your neighborhoods, your downtowns, your main streets.
I'm told the advisory board had a Zoom meeting this afternoon. They may still be having it. The lieutenant governor said that they'll be listening to industry leaders, but adds the process must and will be guided by the public health metrics that they watch for every day.
And the governor had a message for residents, many of whom he very well knows are increasingly impatient. What did he say?
Yeah, he knows this isn't exactly what they want to hear, but he made the case that the key numbers from this pandemic just have not come down. He acknowledges that the sacrifices that people have made, both economically and socially, but he's trying to get the public to stick with this just a bit longer.
Letting up too early on things we know are working is not the right way to finish this fight. If we stick together and play our part, we'll come out the other side stronger. We won't suffer the relapse that so many of us are concerned about, and we will be able to move forward on a phased opening.
The governor says we are moving in the right direction with respect to the virus, but we simply are not where we need to be, at least not yet.
WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown, thank you once again, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.